Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call, give a holler, let me know what you think, don't think. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Again, I'll give you an idea of where you're at, what you're thinking, not thinking, might be thinking, I don't know. I don't even know if you think. Now, if you haven't caught the ultimate theme for the last couple of months, it really is centered around the fact that you've got to get involved with local politics. You don't have a choice in the matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You really do. If you want to get the kids back, you want to get education back, you want to make sure you can actually make a difference, truly make a difference, then you need to take back education. It's really what it boils down to. And you can say no, you can tell me all kinds of other things that are going on. I'm just telling you, when you have kids that really don't understand the process, they don't understand how it works. Now, look, I get the I'm one of those. You want to protest, you got a valid reason, you believe you have a valid reason, God bless, go for it. But just looking at somebody in the face and consistently yelling racist, homophobe, whatever-phobe, whatever it is, that's always fun, whatever it is, doesn't change anything. Come on, give it some thought. It doesn't change anything at all. All it does is keep starting these fights back and forth between us. And that is not healthy. You know that's not healthy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Let's do this. Let's make sure that we're not just constantly yelling and screaming like they are. Is that really what you want? Because it's not what I want. Right, and when you do talk with them, when you are speaking to them, let's make sure that you've got facts on your side. So, because they'll tell you the same thing, they'll tell you they have the facts on their side. So I don't want you just spewing out of your mouth because you heard so and so and such or whatever say something about it. I want you to really do it because you really understand it. You really know the facts. You can really speak to the facts with them. All right. Or you can send me an email, Joe. Somebody can say, I don't want to call in. I don't want to hear my voice. Okay, whatever. If that's the case, you can still write me an email. You can still tell me how you feel, so I can try to work through it with you. God. Anyhow, there's a lot. And if you guys got any stories you want to send me, send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I know, you know, I can't get to them all the time, but I'm more than happy to work through them with you, or with me, or whatever. You know, I was going to play some clips from this weekend, the Joey B show, but I decided that I wasn't going to do it. And the reason is everybody else is playing them. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. right? I mean, I just don't. I don't think it'll get us anywhere. All right. God bless. Mainstream media, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all of them. They keep screaming about how, you know, it's not black folks that are beating up on Asians. It's white folks. Now, I want you to think about that. Right? I mean, they're sitting there looking at video after video after video of some black thugs beating up Asian people, and somehow, well, maybe that black person identifies as a white person. I don't know. You see how ludicrous this is? And again, because they made this work with the election of Joe Biden, not just the stealing, but they really got people to believe that Joe was the right guy for the job. They really got people, I mean, Sleepy Joe, they got people to believe that he was going to have more energy than Trump out of their minds. How did they sell it? Who did they sell it to? Oh, they stole it. That's right. I'm sorry. So NBC News is alerting us to a new analysis by Janelle Wong, a professor of American Studies at the University of Maryland. She said it urges people not to let those viral images of people of a color assaulting Asian Americans to taint their perspective. Now, Wong looked into the data from Stop AAPI Hate and Pew Research. She also went to the official law enforcement, the FBI, to look at what their statistics were. She said she went to many, many, many other sources. And she wants us to know that Asian Americans are the majority of assaults on Asian Americans by white folks, even though the video doesn't back her up. Come on, think about this. It never stops. You look at what they write because it's what they want to push, and because it's what they want to push, they don't even. If you watch them in interviews, they don't even stop, you know, to acknowledge that they're being challenged. They just go right on with this garbage that they're spewing. Now, they go out, you know, I mean, this is like really, this is really airtight stuff here. She says that there's other studies that confirm the findings. She said she pointed to separate research from the University of Michigan, which examined media reports from anti-Asian incidents last year, found... You'll have to come back to find out. Yeah, I did it on purpose. Sorry. Come on back. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You know what? It is the same old song and dance. It really is, if you think about it. There's nothing new under the sun. They just put it in a different package. You know what I'm saying? And I really do, appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly part of the solutions. You know, I meant to hit this a week or so ago, and I never got around to it. But do you remember when the Washington Post published a piece? They went down the road and said that, you know, Israel's Iron Dome defensism, it protects Israel's lives, but can't have that. But it perpetuates the Israel-Gaza conflict. Let that just kind of roll around in your head for a minute. So, the fact that the Palestinians don't have a way to kill the Israelis, the Jews, easily anyway, it makes them matter, so it perpetuates war. Isn't that what they're saying? They're really, really sick people. There's no way around it. All right. We talked about how NBC News has decided, based on a professor who also decided that her information was better than ours, her information were better than the videos, was better than the videos, and that it was really white people perpetuating all the violence on the Asians, that we were to pay no attention to all those videos we had of black folks beating on Asians. This is not to start a fight between blacks and Asians. This is just to say, it is what it is. You know, it's like with math. The numbers are what the numbers are. You can't change them just because you feel like it. Right? So they go on to say, some other studies confirm the findings that Wong wrote. She pointed to a separate research from the University of Michigan. They have a virulent hate project study, which examined, now, if it comes out of a university, you know it's 100% accurate, especially when it comes to white supremacy, white hate, and the whole nine yards. It examined media reports from anti-Asian incidents last year and found that upward of 75% of the news stories identified perpetrators as male and white, especially in instances of physical or verbal assault. Wow. I still haven't seen anything about the black folks here. This is really how crime is framed in the United States. It's framed as a source. See, she said, she claims that because we want it to look like the blacks are more violent than we are, we have to frame it as black people are doing it. We have to go looking for videos. Well, we're going to have to look hard. They are all over the place. I mean, when you talk about there's cameras and ATM machines, apparently some people aren't aware of this. Catherine Remekizan, founder of AAPI Data, a data and civic engagement nonprofit group, for which Wong also works, said that the public's perception of perpetrators and victims is largely formed by images that have been widely circulated, but that they aren't representative of most anti-Asian biases. Have you noticed, by the way, they have pretty much subsided, or they're not being reported on anymore? Maybe they weren't getting the rise out of it they thought they were going to? Really, think about it. The study is awful, though. The study uses the word Latinx. They get their data from the U of M study that basically listed politicians using Wuhan virus as examples. You hear this? Pay attention. This is the spin. They get their data from the University of Michigan study that basically listed politicians using Wuhan virus as examples of anti-Asian hate. So now, if you say it's a Chinese virus, if you say it's the Wuhan virus, I don't know, maybe you could say it was a Japanese Japanese variant. What is that? Now you hate Asians? This is Asian violence. Isn't it funny? Now simply saying this, words in and of themselves are now violent. That is extremely scary. It's sad that we've got to that point. Kimmy Yam reports, you have security camera videos that are more available and prevalent in certain types of urban settings, and so that's what's available to people in terms of sharing. The videos are more viral than if it's something that doesn't have any imagery or video. Like something that's, so because we catch more of it on tape, I'm sorry, that I know I'm so old, right? Not tape. Because we catch more of it, we're capturing more of it on video, how's that? Right, and they're more viral, so they go out to more places. It makes it look like there's more violence done by blacks to Asians. Well, if you're capturing video of a live event of an Asian being beat up by a black person, I'm sorry, what makes that not true or not real or spin the data incorrectly? The problem is that when they're circulated, they play on a loop with no audio, even though the videos alone don't provide much detail about what's happening. I'm sorry. When I see somebody close their fist or run up behind an Asian person and sucker punch them, and then when they hit the ground, start kicking on them, and then two other blacks show up and start, I would say the same thing if they were white or anything else, and then two others show up and start kicking on that one Asian person, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't need much more detail. What do you think? I've got two brain cells that actually work. And I'm sure that person, if they died, probably died of COVID or something. She goes on to say that there's just something so powerful about these visual images, so that no matter what the social science might say, people believe their eyes, and especially the images that get played. That's, you know, I always find it interesting, and again, not well educated, so bear with me here a second, right? Right, and you know, they talk about the different kinds of data, you know, empirical data and subjective data and all this stuff, right? And they always say, well, you know, these situations don't really happen. It's just the people you're asking say it happens. Okay. So what is the difference between me being the University of Joe and doing a survey via phone and calling 50 people on Smith Street to ask them what they think of, you know, black on Asian violence or white on Asian violence, as opposed to me having those same 20 friends on that street tell me about it? See, if they tell me about it, I don't ask for it. I'm about doing a survey or a study. Then it holds no data for some of these more educated people. You know what I'm saying? But when you actually do it in real time, in reality, they can't handle it. They don't like it. I think it's hilarious. 855 Real Joe. 855-733-5563. One person says, white people are ninjas. Don't you know that? They evade detection from cell phones. Someone's in your house. We'll be back in a minute.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled that he would start the reconciliation process on Wednesday that could open the door to pass President Biden's infrastructure plan with a party-line vote. That process could ultimately mean that the president's American Jobs Plan and American Family Plan could be passed with simple majority votes instead of needing the usual 60 votes. He told reporters he wants to hold a vote on a budget resolution in July.
We hope to get the budget resolution, which is, you know how it works. The budget resolution has the big top line numbers, needs 50 votes, has to go through and then you work out all the details. But we hope to get that first budget resolution on the floor in and passed in July, as well as the bipartisan proposal.
Schumer said he also plans on bringing a smaller bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor next month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together.
We are back. Come on, baby. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged. You know, I could beat this up all day long. It's something that's been thrown at us for eons. The way the left just wants to tell you something is true, you could be looking right at it. You can see what's happening right in front of you. But it's not true because they say it's not true. Right? Or it's true because they say it's true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, some happy news. A little bit, anyway. An artist painted a huge American flag for a high school gym so his classmates can say the pledge. You know, I love young kids like this that step up to the plate, don't care what people think. And notice, you know, that he comes from a family or people around him, lots of military people, learns a lot of respect from them, understands what they're having to put up with and what they go through. The sons of two U.S. Air Force veterans have made their town proud. They painted an American flag, a mural, on the high school floor in the gym. Now, it took them a whole semester. Some of you guys are artsy. I'm not artsy. None at all. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you get the specs together or figure it all out or lay it out in such a fashion that when you paint it, it actually looks good. My stars would be all different sizes. The stripes would be all, none of it would come together. Here's a hunter you can be proud in. 18-year-old Hunter Delsite from the military town of Mountain Home, Idaho, he tackled the project with encouragement from his art teacher. They noticed that every classroom had a flag. I mean, think about this. Young kid in school notices that there's a flag in every classroom except the gym. Why wouldn't you hang one in the gym? Yeah, whatever. So they decided to go ahead and just paint one. So he started drawing it, and then it started coming together, and he started getting excited about it. And then he finally made it happen. It's an 8-foot by 16-foot. And it took him over 3 months to finish it, start to finish. I'm giving you the detail because, look, how many young kids you know would do this? Come on, really. He took the time to do it because he appreciates his country. He understands truly what that flag stands for. We always complain about the kids that don't understand. They want to burn it. They want to trample it. They want to wipe their butts with it. And we get all crazy and upset about it. Now we've got a kid here that's stepping out going, no, I'm proud of that flag. I like that flag. I want people to salute that flag. So I'm going to give them the opportunity. Good for him. The artist drafted a flying flag, rippled in the wind, colors hold, like the one behind me, bright with a pole and a cable. It looks really cool. You know? They're going to put it up on the wall behind the bleachers so you see it walking in and you see it when you're moving around in the gym. I think it's really cool. The art teacher really, really, really helped him out. Really excited and proud of him. I would be too. If he was my son, I mean, nothing about proud of mine, but if he was my son, I'd be proud of him as well. It's a great thing to do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with them. All right, so we were talking about the taking back your local schools. Getting off your butt, making it work, doing the right thing, and start taking back your local schools. Now, Prager, Dennis Prager, just came out and basically said the same thing and more. He said the single best thing that Americans could do to retake America is to take back their schools. How do you do that? Now, come on, think about it. How do you do that? I know. Nobody wants to. Everybody say, you take back the schools. You run for office. You help people run for. Some of you are sick of hearing me say this. Right? If you truly want to fight back, if you truly want to take this country back, you think it's worth saving? Go to its major institutions, high schools, junior highs, community colleges, regular, whatever. Take those back. We've allowed the left to have those for too long. They're the ones that taught the kids how to hate this country. How bad you, if you were listening yesterday, I played that clip of all those kids who said that the American flag is nothing but an oppression. All it is about oppression and slavery. Who taught them that? And those kids, if they were my kids, I wouldn't be proud of them. That's not taking a stand. That's regurgitating something that your professor told you that you've done. Absolutely no work on your own to find out about. Really that simple. So the single best thing you can do to counter the left attack on America against its freedoms, its schools, its families, its children, government institutions, sports, and so much more, entertainment media. Look at the DOJ. They're filled with libs. One of the things you could do is take your kids out of public schools. I'm not saying forever. I'm not even saying you do it. You know, you're doing it because then the money hurts. Then the schools don't get the money. Then you start getting your voice because they want their money. Well, they want your money. Other than in STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and math, many, many, many of the America's elementary schools, high schools, and colleges, they teach your child or your grandchild, niece or nephew, not much important. And I say that because when you look at what, now they're talking about getting rid of API classes, the advanced classes for math. Because it's not fair, because some kids aren't smart enough, can't work hard enough, or do whatever they can't get to those classes. So it's not fair that they can't get to them. But even though we don't want to teach proper math, proper history, proper science, we do want to make sure that every child, K through 12, knows how to have sex, who they can have it with, how often they can have it, and should they make a mistake, they got a place to go to get rid of that mistake. We're really into that. We're really into helping them find their sexualization or their, you know, their sexual mindset. We're really into helping them find out which one of the 79 genders they actually are. That's all seems to be the thing we have to find out. Right? They shouldn't be school should not be teaching morality, or anything along those lines. Because your morality is different than mine. Your morality is telling my 9, 10, 11-year-old granddaughter it's okay to have sex with anything with a heartbeat. That she should act on her feelings. I mean, seriously, no. I mean, true art, true music. I mean, we always knew that art and music teachers were liberal. When I went to school in the 70s. But the art teacher I had, you never knew whether she was a Democrat or Republican. Or Green Party or Purple Party, whatever. My music teacher, Yeah, I'm sure he was a liberal at my age now, looking back. But he played all kinds of music. He taught us an appreciation for classical music, for rock and roll, for jazz, how it came about. I mean, it was a history. It wasn't just playing the music like you hear today. It was a history of the music, how certain musics came to being, how certain type of music split off into another kind of music. Those were cool. I remember those days. I loved going to that class. Really that simple. You know, I hate to say it because I'm part of the public system, but sending a child to most, not all, public American schools is like playing Russian roulette with their values. They're going to get pounded on. If they have any kind of conservative values whatsoever, a belief in God, they're going to get pounded on. And it's too bad. In many elementary schools, your child is taught that gender is a chosen thing. That biology doesn't count. It doesn't matter. And there's no difference between boys and girls. And frankly, there's a lot of elementary schools now that are not even calling their kids boys and girls. What is that about? In sex ed classes, they're teaching kids how to pleasure themselves. You have no right to do that. It's not up to you. It's not up to you to say, well, they're going to do it anyhow, so we might as well teach them how to do it right, whatever the heck that means. And what about drag queen story hour? What has that got to do with education? It's not like they're sitting there teaching them math, science, history, or whatever. I've seen the clips. They're not helping. But the left wants to so dumb down your child. Devalue and demoralize your child. They don't care what they're doing to the country as a whole. That should scare you. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
I knew I'd find the button. Oh, come on. It's a little mix of new and old. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. We're talking about how the way you take this country back. And, you know, when you think about Karl Marx and you think about Groucho Marx. No, I'm just kidding. You think about all the fascists. All the communists. They go for the kids. That's when they get it. They're willing to play the long game, and they get the kids. Hitler knew if he had the kids, he had the country. Marx knew if he had the kids, he had the country. Look at what China's been doing to their kids for decades. There's no personalities here. Look at, they dress all the same. They eat the same foods. They act the same way. They're taught from a very early age that government is your mommy and daddy. Government is your sufficiency. Government will take care of you. Think about that. From when you're a baby, this is what you're taught. Now, you know, what else is there then? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Talking about what your kids are learning in school. And the way you take it back is you take them out. You take them out because you hurt the school's financial scenario or situation or the district as a whole. And then the district has to decide whether it's more important to keep teaching the garbage or doing what the parents want them to do. See, I've always been a parental choice guy. Always. I don't care whether that's public, private, charter, whatever school. Wherever you think your child would be better off is where your child, you should have your child go. And that makes some of my colleagues extremely crazy because I'm on a school board. But I still think parents first. They have a right to decide what the kids are learning, what they see. You just can't allow it to go crazy in these schools with some of the stuff that they're teaching, some of the things that they're reading, without being checked, without an opposite opinion. You know, parents send their children to an American school or a school in this country, if you would. People actually come here, or used to, I don't know if they still do, come here for the education. Because we have been known for decades to have a great education system. Maybe not so much. Now, maybe one reason they're in denial is many parents don't want to know what their children are being taught. They don't really believe the schools have ruined their child, let alone their child's relationship with them. Now, listen. Let's just be clear. This isn't all teachers. And it ain't all school districts. All right? But you do have teachers who take liberty with your children, who have decided that because they think they're right, because they hate Trump, you should hate Trump. Your kids should hate Trump. And if you won't teach your kids to hate Trump, they will. You have teachers that don't believe in God, believe it's silly to believe in God. But you believe in God. You go to church every Sunday. You believe that God's an integral part of your life. And that teacher is letting your child know that believing in God is crazy and wrong and makes them look like a fool. That's who you leave with your child all day long. That's who your child's in front of all day long. I mean, seriously, think about it. If you as a parent, and I'm not saying teachers are like this, but you hire a babysitter if you're, 8, 9, 10-year-old. And somebody shows up at your door with, pentagram tattooed to their forehead, with a t-shirt that says, Hail Satan. You really going to want them in the house to watch your child? Yes, I'm discriminating. Sorry, get over yourself. Really, seriously. When do you take that stand to protect your child and not worry about hurting the feelings of the other person? When I grew up as a kid, it may not sound like the right thing to say or do, but really and honestly, when things would happen around the neighborhood, what have you, the most common response, what do I care about him for? He's not my family. My family is first. You know that America first thing? My family, your family. You feed your family first before you feed anybody else's. You put gas in your car before you put gas in anybody else's. You need to take care of your family first. And you parents, I went through this the other night. Your kids didn't ask for you. You made them. You brought them into this world. You decided to be a parent. I mean, it's cute when they're in little diapers and you get to change them. But as they get older, it's a lot of work. Parents should speak to any of the millions, yes, millions of Americans whose children have contempt for America, who hate this country. They have a hate for free speech. They have a hate for their parents. Because they've been taught in American colleges that your parents are backwards. They don't get it. They're not educated. They're not enlightened people. I mean, seriously. I was going to kick out of one of my jokes is, a lot of you highly educated people who look down on regular workers. When the crap hits the fan and your pipe breaks, your ceiling's falling down, all this stuff that you couldn't tell the difference between a hammer and a heavy pair of dykes. Right? I mean, who do you turn to? The worker. Who in most cases does a great job. Most of these guys are true craftsmen. And what makes them any less? You see, that's the funny thing about it. The lessons, they look at everybody the same. But they don't. It's not true. If they truly saw everybody, every person, every human being as an equal value, then why do you push nothing but college in school? Why aren't you looking at kids, helping them find their passion, help see what turns them on? Is swinging a hammer turn them on? Or does crunching numbers turn them on? Why aren't you doing that and then helping them find a way to use that passion to make money and feed their families? Last I checked, plumbers don't need to go to college. Hey, they may want to take a business class here and there, but you can always hire somebody to do that. That's where academia forgets about it. I don't need to know everything about my business. I don't need to know how to do accounting. I don't need to know about insurance policy. I don't need to know that. I need to be able to hire the people that do. I need to be able to look at my office manager and say, we need an insurance policy for A. How do we get that? How do we make that happen? Right? You give the direction and let them go do their job. So these kids are with these teachers all day, every day, 7 days a week. Oh, I'm sorry, 5 days a week. And they're told about, if that speech hurts you, then somebody shouldn't say it to you. We're going to stop them. You tell me what speech hurts you. You know, I don't know the numbers. I'm not making fun. I'm making comment. Schools have cut out peanut butter and jelly because some kid might have a peanut allergy and he can't be close to it. Well, shouldn't a school know that? Shouldn't you take precautions to keep that kid safe? Why do you have to wipe it all out? Right? Why not teach that child or help that child learn? Because they're going to be in situations where you can't protect them, mom and dad. They're going to be in situations at young ages when people may not know that they have a peanut allergy. They need to know what it is. They need to know how to stay away from it. I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe it. You constantly wipe things out. You constantly take things away. It doesn't fix anything. It doesn't teach anything. It doesn't help you overcome. So, again, you parents who have these kids in school, pay attention to what they're doing. If you remove your child from a local public or private school, you know, it's really funny. I'm finding out as time goes, I thought it was different. But the more and more stories we do about Christian and Catholic schools, or even Jewish schools for that matter, we're finding out more and more they're no different than a generic public school. You know, you often can't find a local school that doesn't harm your child in some way, shape, manner, or form. You often. Like I said, there's an exception to every one of these rules. But when you talk about harming your child, for instance, right? So if you're one of those people, you're a religious person of some kind, you do not believe in same-sex couples. Let's just go down that route, because that seems to tee off a lot of people. You don't believe in same-sex marriage or couples or whatever. If you have a school, the teachers in that school, the administrators, the staff, your child's been in that school for a couple of years, and they start teaching this is okay, this is right, this is good, they're going against your teachings. Why would you leave your kids there? That plays on the kid's psyche. That gives a kid a hard time trying to rectify that. They either want to be with their parents and obey their parents and love their parents, but can they have another human, another adult in their life that they trust and they love, to tell you totally something different? Why would you do that to your child? Look, pay attention. Check out what your kids are learning at school. There's a new school year coming up. Get with the program, as we say. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me tomorrow.